It's Monday, the 23rd of November, 8 a.m, and it's only just on the right side of half light, if you know what I mean. 10 minutes ago it was midway, I would say, between dark and light. So, another month. By this time next week, 8 a.m. will definitely be darkness. Fresher this morning, it's dry, skies are completely overcast as far as I can see. There's another stiff cold breeze blowing. Good morning, Mrs. Blackbird, how are you? Did you enjoy those lovely, juicy sultanas I put out for you yesterday? My wife got me a bag of sultanas. Not the sort of a dried ones, but the real wet and juicy ones. They're lovely. So I put a wee handful out for Mrs. and Mr. Blackbird. Mr. Blackbird saw them first. But she's persistent in her pursuance of him. In other words, if there's food around, she just hunts him out the road completely. She has to get to the grub first. She's quite ruthless, actually. She did the same at the start of the year. If you may remember, those are the new pair for this year. And at the beginning of the year, she did exactly the same. And then she kind of softened up a bit while they were rearing young. Now she's back. Back with a vengeance. The girl is back. I suppose what's happening is she's saying, if anybody's going to have that extra leery fat for the winter, it's going to be me, mate. I kept koi in my pond. I've still got my pond. I kept koi. I have one or two left, but I did have quite a few big ones. And it just reminds me of that, because when you put the food in the pond, all the males would come up and they'd take some food and then they'd go down and chew it. And then they'd come back up and take some more food and chew it and go back down. The female would come up, take some food, take more food, take more food, take more food, take more food. Just keep going till she couldn't possibly take any more, and then she'd go down. That's nature. That's what the females do, because they've got to make the eggs. Kind of reminds me of our situation now, myself and my wife. I could eat anything, literally anything, and vast amounts of anything when I was younger. I'm not unique, of course, nowadays, my wife, and has been for the past 2-3 years, my wife can eat faster and eat more than I can eat at sitting dinner, things like that. I used to have finished my dinner plate and licked the plate clean. It's an old filthy habit. literally, like that. And she'd still be munching through her dinner. Now it's the opposite way about. Beats me at every turn. Not that it's a race, it's not a race, but I just find it more difficult now to eat big quantities or to eat. In fact, I'm more thoughtful about how I eat nowadays. Or just more about taking my time, and I wouldn't say enjoying the food anymore, just, I don't know. It's just happened. It just happened. So I slept well last night, up till about 5 a.m. when my wife got up, and that woke me and got me up, and then from then till 7 it was about 2 hours of restless sleep. Slept soundly before that, you know. Good, quite a good night's sleep up to that point. I blame my wife. And I'm feeling okay, apart from, you know, honestly, 7 o'clock this morning. Oh my God, you know. So hard. It's so darn hard. No, it's so damn hard to get out of bed. No, I get out of bed okay, but that waking it up and thinking, oh God, oh, I just want to lie here, go back to sleep, leave me alone. You know, that kind of attitude in your head. Yes, these dark, long dark nights have a lot to answer for. Sunset yesterday was 4 p.m. Yeah, 4 p.m. Sunrise, sunset. That's a lovely song, that, isn't it? Fiddler on the Roof, wasn't it? Yeah, Fiddler on the Roof. I think it's a lovely song. Quite emotional, actually. Which, actually, I am feeling a bit emotional this morning. I don't know why. And I don't know what about. I'm not sad. I'm not, I have no reason to be. I'm not, nothing's wrong. Nothing's, I'll rephrase that. Nothing's any more wrong than what it was yesterday. It's one of those mornings, just, I don't feel, I don't know, but I do feel emotional. Strange. Ah. My wife says last night, because she has troubles with her ankles, pain, and she has to put Voltarol, rub it in each evening before she goes to bed. She said to me last night that wouldn't it be great if you could just screw your feet off and screw on new ones? Yeah, and then I thought about wouldn't it be great if you could screw your head off? Not to put a new one on, but to give it a rest. Screw it off. Put it at the side of bed. Now I have a vivid picture of waking up in the morning and, oh, you're really tired. Well, how, would you be really tired? You wouldn't know, would you? You'd just be a body lying there. Just. So what would waken you? stupidity. Stupidity. Sometimes, though, I do feel that I really, my head really needs a rest. There are times in the day when I do feel I need to flick a switch, switch off. Switch off. Oh, I need to train myself to do that. Stop. Just stop. Find a spot. I don't mean a physical spot. Find a spot in the day. Doesn't matter what time of day it is. Doesn't need to be the same time. Just find a spot. And be able to switch off And I don't just mean switch off from thinking about what's going on during the day. I mean, absolutely. God, maybe I need to take up, what's that? Not Krishna stuff, what's that other stuff? Where you can train your mind to be empty. Empty your mind, you know. Empty. I can't do it. I've tried. My mind rebels. Hear you, it says. Stop trying to switch me off. I'm in control. If I want to think about things, I'm going to think about things. You can go to hell. Oh, please let me shut you down for a bit. No, ain't happening, mate. I've got too much scurrying to do. But I wish I could. I really wish I could. Think nothing. Never have a picture of a waterfall in front of me. And I'm sitting, legs crossed, hands upon knees, eyes closed, facing a waterfall, listening to the sounds of the water. Nothing else. But wait, now I need to go and pee. Ruined. Phew, damn water. Can't win. Uh-huh.